Will my creator be pleased with me when I look into those eyes? When I is a law on the line. There's a law on the line. There's a law on the line these days.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is it you I'm longing for? Is it something else that desires?
This is The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is brand new music from Wolf Saga. The song that you just heard is called Night Odyssey. And Wolf Saga is now based in Toronto, but spent a lot of time in London, Ontario. When we first met, I know he was living there. And what a wonderful artist this person is. Wolf Saga is named to honor the spirit of the wolf, who is a loyal protector of loved ones. And this holds a special meaning in the Ojibwe culture. Next up on the show, we've got music from a great artist, Jill Barber, from the album Homemaker, which came out in 2023. I met Jill at the Edmonton Folk Festival and recently just ran into her at the Junos in Halifax, as well as the Canadian Folk Music Awards, where she won an award for Producer of the Year. She has just announced that she's going to do a new record, a sophomore francophone record, which is very exciting. So here is Jill Barber on the show with Beautiful Life. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
go. A classic from Chuck Berry. One of the songs that got rock and roll started, Johnny B. Good, right here on the jukebox. Interesting fact about that song, it is one of the tunes that is in outer space. I don't mean like a trip. I'm saying it's actually out there in the universe because NASA put like this capsule together and just threw it out there in case any extra terrestrial life found it. And so I guess if aliens find it, they might be jiving to Johnny B. Good, which is cool, I guess, you know. 100 Proof Aged in Soul, a song called Everything Good Is Bad, is coming up on the show. Also, T-Bay's Natasha Fisher. She's living in Toronto now, but she's originally from Thunder Bay, mind you, and has been releasing some great pop music. If I Wanted You, Boy, that's coming up on the show. Susie Vinnick, one of the award winners for Solo Artist of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And her song City and Skies is coming up, as well as brand new music from Burnstick. Burnstick is a couple, Jason and Nadia, who I first met at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and they are wonderful. Nice gruff voice from Jason, and to complement that, a nice angelic voice from Nadia. Here they are with Warrior Ride on the jukebox.
Watch your name. So many times through the rolling hills, prairie skies held your place between the lines where the story's told. The trouble dies with a heart of gold. Winners rise. Heard you run.
When I was young, I lived by a field on the outskirts of Saskatoon. My dog and I strolled star-speckled nights, and my sister and I rode our bikes through the wheat field. When the wind was right, you could hear the train cry, the hum of the cars on the highway. City and skies breathing side by side, a healing whisper, whisper my. Send my kite now tangled round a willow on Glasgow Street. The willow fell down when they bulldozed the ground to build up this town, and they carted my kite strings away. When the wind was right, the train cry, the hum of the cars on the highway, the city and sky breathing side by side. I hear a whisper, whisper my name.
Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
If I wanted you, boy, would you want me to? If I needed you, boy, would you need me to? I could love you, boy, the whole night through. Out of my mind, I could get what you need.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Blue-gray gnatcatchers are little birds that can be hard to spot as they forage busily amid dense leaves overhead. But they are definitely worth a closer look. The slim 4.5-inch blue-gray gnatcatcher is found over much of the East and Midwest and in parts of the West. It actively searches trees and bushes for small bugs to eat, often hovering and flaring a long black and white tail. Blue-gray gnatcatchers feast on many kinds of insects besides gnats. Treehoppers, leafhoppers, aphids, spittlebugs, and weevils, not to mention spiders and caterpillars. The biggest surprise about this tiny bird is its ability to mimic other birds' voices. In the course of a male's long, squeaky song, he may sing samples of jays, tanagers, nuthatches, warblers, and many other birds he's heard. The song's variety likely helps attract a mate. Hidden in the dense leaves, the blue-gray gnatcatcher might be easy to overlook, but it has its own amazing story to tell. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.